Awesome. Welcome, everybody. Episode 7 of the Rabbit Hole Studios podcast. Woo! We have Mr. Miles Bunch with us here today. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, baby.
I'm Vivi.
I'm Nini.
Miles.
So tell us, Miles, how'd you fall down the rabbit hole?
Oh, baby. I met you some years ago at a clothing swap. And you had an iteration of the rabbit hole while I was no longer in Athens. And
right.
When I returned, circa 2 years ago, you were kind of just getting it popping. I think you had just purchased the property around the same week that I
moved
to town.
That's right, yeah.
And,
I was going to say, we were just talking with Shanti about how we all kind of came together at the same time, and how it was just really significant. So, tell us what you do around the rabbit hole, or how you like to get involved with the community.
Ooh. I think a primary contribution would be the community garden, and just out there digging away.
Yep.
Love doing that.
We're so grateful for the time and love you put into our community garden, and it definitely wouldn't be here without you. So.
Hey. Yeah. Maybe some little digging bunnies. And I think that's the thing that of note, but I guess I attend a lot of the events and contribute to the open mics by doing stand-up.
Yep. Yep. You emceed our last festival. That was great.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to see, or I'm excited to see how that's, you know, just going to continue. And I've really loved to watch you blossom in the comedy, and, like, now you're hosting these events. It's just so awesome to see.
Yeah, I think the Rabbit Hole has been instrumental to that, in that Athens doesn't have a lot of opportunities to perform stand-up. And especially perform in a context where it can be experimental and be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm dishonest in other contexts, but the rabbit hole is particularly conducive to feeling safe and feeling like whatever my art wants to come out as would be accepted.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yay. I think we all feel the same way.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about where you're from, how old you are, you know, just kind of a little backstory on Miles.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I came from Woodstock, Georgia. Grew up there. That's a really cool town. They have expanded quite a bit. My parents moved there probably in 87,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like two dirt roads,
mm-hmm.
and then now there's just like this banging ass downtown and just like all this stuff happening there. I don't know a lot about it just because everyone moved away,
mm-hmm.
and I don't spend a lot of time there anymore,
right.
but it's really a different place,
mm-hmm.
And that happened over my lifetime, you know?
Wow, 20 years.
Yeah.
30 years almost.
Yeah, I'm 29.
Yeah, 29, right.
Cool. And, yeah, I found my way to Athens with an undergraduate degree at UGA and made some friends here. Then traveled for maybe 5-6 years.
Tell us about that. Yeah, where'd you go?
A bunch of places. I think primarily guided by jobs,
right.
like what I could find.
Uh-huh.
But I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Uganda for a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
and that was really beautiful. Then I was in Southeast Asia for longer half of a year.
Mm-hmm.
That was yoga related, doing a yoga teacher training.
Mm-hmm.
Then traveled for a little while through Latin America, teaching yoga. Went for Peace Corps Round 2 in Ecuador.
Right.
Just, about a year or so before I moved back to Athens because everything was changed with COVID.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that you got out of your Peace Corps trip earlier than planned because of that, or it just happened to line up?
No. It's, you're right.
Cool. Lined up.
The former.
Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah, so just continuing what you do on here, you know, we talked about comedy, we talked about the garden, but, you know, you briefly mentioned yoga, and also, you know, I want to hear more about, you know, you being bilingual and teaching Spanish.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yoga's a huge thing for me, and I love sharing it. I love the process of finding my own way through my body and through my breath, and when I'm really just like doing that and able to connect with that through that, I really love being able to share it, being able to just express that and do that in real time while others, you know, are participating, are finding their own way through their body.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it just all begins in the body. I think that our country, I mean, a lot of places, but our country in particular with technology and the things that we put into our bodies and
mm-hmm.
a lot of just terrible, toxic things.
Right.
We can gain awareness of what we're doing and how it impacts us through yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's been my lifeline for, ever since I started practicing. And I think it's been something that prevents me from hurting myself. Because
right.
I think I just grew up thinking, oh, this is good for me, like
mm-hmm.
looking at video games all day, or like
right.
eating a lot of sugar, or
mm-hmm.
like all these things that are just like so pleasurable, but they like pull something from your soul.
Yeah.
Take
a toll.
Yeah, baby. But yoga's so great for that, and I've tried to share yoga a few times at the Rabbit Hole, but this was still kind of like during pandemic times
right.
and people weren't
yeah.
super vibing on meeting
in
person.
We gotta bring that back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I love watching you just take care of yourself every single day. Like, it's such an inspiration. You know, you like are in the sauna every day, like you're always doing yoga, you roller skate every day. Like, it's just I think about it often, and I think it's just such a gift to see that, and it inspires me to really just really nurture my body.
Wow. Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever told you that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's great to inspire people. I think just, like, taking care of yourself and people seeing it is cool, but I think taking care of yourself and just the energy that you bring to the table when you're doing that, it opens a lot of doors.
Totally.
Not just for the other person, but for, I don't know. The universe works in a really funny way.
Yeah.
And you also had asked about speaking Spanish and teaching it, though recently withdrawn from the master's program that I was doing.
Okay.
I am still teaching, and that's going really well. It's really cute. Just,
mm-hmm.
you know, 6th through 8th grade. And Spanish is really fun. It's just like, I mean, especially in that context when they're, like, just learning, you know, the most elementary level.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can kind of be like, okay, here's this, like, fun new topic that you haven't, like, learned anything about.
Mm-hmm.
And Spanish is something that I've worked with for, quite a while. I mean, it's been on and off. Like, I studied in university and
mm-hmm.
really liked the classes that I took and did a bit of traveling and experiencing in the Dominican Republic. And just kind of cementing that with traveling through Latin America and getting into situations where kind of just had to speak Spanish. Like,
yeah.
I mean, as much as I would be in, like, touristy towns at
right.
times, and English was kind of a backfall that could happen, but, yeah, that's just, like, that was a really defining moment for me, is developing a skill and understanding more and more about culture kind of peripherally,
mm-hmm.
and then entering into it and just having connection, just like it's like this explosion of connection because people are so like not assuming that you're going to be able to speak Spanish.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you can really communicate, and I never really felt that I communicated because to me communication is like a full expression of self,
mm-hmm.
and there's limitations in
right.
second language that
totally.
Just not really myself.
Yeah.
But still, even with that limitation, just having the capacity to make someone laugh, to make like
mm-hmm.
real emotions come through
right.
In a second language is just like really magical. It just shows so much about like, wow, like working and studying and caring about something really pays off because
right.
I mean, that's to me, it pays off because human connection is like my greatest value. It's
right.
like the purpose of my life.
Yeah.
And I think it's the purpose of a lot of people's lives,
yeah.
but I don't want to speak for
sure. A lot of people maybe don't realize it, but they're like, so much of ourselves is defined by community and relation to others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
My community right here.
Yay!
Baby.
Yay!
I'm looking at it.
Woo! So, going forward, how do you see yourself, you know, continuing to be a part of the space, or do you have any dreams or visions or anything you're inspired by lately?
Gosh, I'm feeling a lot lately.
Yeah.
Hosting comedy events has been a big thing as far as what I'm putting my energy into now and performing in itself, but I think gathering comedians together and building that culture by just opening doors for people, because like our events here are such a unique opportunity for comics to have like a long time to perform.
Right.
Like so many gigs around town, you get 5, maybe 10 minutes, but like here, people have been able to perform 15, 20 minute sets, and that's just like how you get into the meat. And I don't know, I love that. I really love the inclusion and the opportunity that
yeah.
is here.
Totally.
And then I'm excited about roller skating, of course.
Yes.
As you know. It's just
see
like
you out
really
there every day.
Oh
so
my
fun.
Gosh. Yes.
Yeah, just talking to Cassie today cuz she has some new music out and we were going to film a music video for it
oh,
next week.
Hell yeah. Cool.
Yes.
On rollerblades?
On roller skates.
She's
going to
get you
oh
in the yoga
my
room.
Gosh, yes.
Actually,
that would be cool.
She has a new song called Tennis Racks and gosh it bangs. But we were thinking on going to some tennis courts and
oh my gosh.
Getting the shots there.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
We gotta really start planning the skate night. Needs
yeah.
to be a thing. We keep talking about it, but one of these days, a little disco skate night.
Totally. Yeah, karaoke skate
oh, yeah.
night. Because you want to listen to throwbacks when you're skating.
Right.
For sure.
For sure, for sure. Gosh, I need to get some outdoor wheels and just like move around with rabbit hole gear on and
oh my God,
you're
yes.
like come to the skate party.
Hell yeah.
You can be like the skating bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
We gotta one day we'll repave the parking lot, get a nice smooth surface where we can us all
mm-hmm.
skate around. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be hot.
Yeah. Alright, tell us about your work. Like what you know, what your job is currently.
Sure.
Or I
sure.
guess many of your jobs, but particularly your own line of work.
My business.
Your business.
Yeah. So I have a window washing company.
Awesome.
It's also housekeeping, which is pretty secondary. I'd say
right.
I am housekeeping, you know, less than 10% of the time.
Cool.
But window washing is really rad. I mean, I've just like happened into it because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
what kind of business can I work with when people don't really want you in their house? And
right. Oh, smart. Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. It started just doing, like, exterior cleans, and
yeah.
More and more people lightened up, and
cool.
There was some interior involved. But, yeah, it's just, like, a lot of really great clients. They is kind of taxing.
Right.
At times, just because I have yet to, I'm kind of like obstinate a little bit, like
right.
bullheaded in that I won't hire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're out here
yeah.
doing our best.
Yeah.
I've
sometimes
felt,
I'm really sore, but it's all right.
For sure. I've felt the same way, like, as a business owner, like, especially the first couple of years, it's like, I wanted to do everything on my own. It's like, for one, it's like, I couldn't really afford an employee back then.
Right.
And so I would just, like, work my ass off all the time. And it takes, you know, first you have to get so busy, like, that you're busier than you can even handle before you can even afford to hire someone. And then there's, like, that process of, like, trusting somebody with your clients, like, making sure that they deliver the same amount of professionalism that you do. And so I totally understand your hesitancy to, you know, expand in that way. But I know you will, because I think you're a great businessman. You know, you're professional. The service you provide, just like, sign me up, you know. So I think a lot of people, like, it seems like you've gotten really busy, like, lately especially.
It's been a little outrageous. I think the Friends of 5 Points email chain.
Ooh.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yeah, I've just gotten a lot of recommendations in there, and
nice.
Just because it's spring, and
yeah.
people are like, get this pollen off my windows.
Right, oh my god, yeah, pollen season. Mm-hmm. It's so good, man. Well, we're really glad to have a fellow business owner here. And
do you want to, like, shout out your business, you know,
yeah, where
your
can
email?
We find, how could people hire you if they hear this podcast?
Sure, I mean, they can find my number on the site, I suppose.
Right, on the Rabbit Hole website, there's a...
And spickandspanmiles@gmail.com.
Okay.
SPICK.
Awesome.
And that's, yeah, all I'm down with.
Sweet.
Don't have a website yet,
okay.
But maybe we will eventually.
Yeah. That's awesome, bro. Congrats.
Hey.
Yay, we love you so much. Oh my gosh, we're so glad you're here. And it's just been so beautiful to just watch you grow into everything you are, and yeah, here we are. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Gosh.
Anything on your agenda that you wanna talk about, or?
Oh man.
Any shows coming up? Anything you wanna promote before we hit
right.
the road?
Sure. I mean, the May 6th Maikai event, we have the
okay.
First Friday Comedy.
Nice.
And that's going to be, every first Friday of the month.
Sweet.
But that's at Maikai Kava Lounge. And
awesome.
Y'all attended. That's quite a good vibe.
I like that place, yeah.
It's got
super cool.
Great lighting, great people.
I really, as an herbalist, I see how, like, Kava itself is, like, speaking to a lot of us collectively right now, like, or the universe is, you know what I'm saying, but just Kava is very present in our healing process at the moment, and how it is bringing a lot of people together, and,
yeah.
you know, for generations it was used, like friends would come together and, like, drink Kava to, like, resolve conflict, or to just, like, you know, heal in that way, as, like, relationship-wise, so I just think it's really cool that a lot of us are, a lot of our friends are going to this Kava Lounge now, instead of, like, you know, downtown Athens. Like, there's other opportunities, like the Rabbit
mm-hmm.
Hole and Maikai Kava, where it's, like, you know, it's different. You're not just going downtown drinking and
mm-hmm.
Getting wasted to, like, see a show. Roller skate around, you can drink some Kava, you
yeah,
can
for sure.
So many better things we could do. I'm just glad we have those sacred places.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really great. Like, the fact that we don't sell alcohol at Rabbit Hole, I think, is a big contributing factor to the fact that we've never really had any acts of, you know, violence. Like, no one's been harmed or hurt or raped or any, you know, thank God we haven't had any of those events happen. Because I think downtown you hear stories all the time about, you know, just all these horrendous stories, drunkenness, and just, it's sad that so much of our culture revolves around that. Like, I love having a glass of wine from time to time. Maybe every night.
maybe this time to that time.
20 bottles. but, you know, in moderation, of course. And I feel like we need places to congregate that don't revolve around alcohol. And, like, so much of the music industry is totally reliant on it. Like, if your friends don't come to your show and drink a lot of booze, you might not come back to that venue, right?
Yeah.
And it just sucks that our worth as artists is determined by, so often at least, determined by the sale of alcohol. But Mike High and Rabbit Hole, we're turning this ship around.
Yes.
Come on. Let's make people feel cozy with herbs and love.
That's right. Awesome. Well, I think that's about it, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Did you get to your yoga class?
Yeah, can't be late. It's always weird to, like, sprint into a yoga class and go, oh, this is, like, all stressed out.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome. We love you, Miles. Thanks for being here with us.
Love you.